Oh, hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Lord, glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory,
glory, glory,
glory,
glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, glory, us to grow, to go up one step, to gain some new height today, and know you a little better today.
My heart shall
recently when Edith called. They had Vacation Bible School in Brother Wanamaker's church there in Springfield, and the adult class was simply interviewing old-time Pentecostal people there. They have the retirement center there, and some of them are working yet. And every night they interviewed different ones, and she had to interview Brother Ashcroft and a man who was, the name is Morris, he was the field representative in Africa. But the thing that impressed me is this Morris, when she interviewed him about his call and his work, said, "Some people have a spectacular call to Ceylon or India or Africa or some different field. They have a vision maybe." He said, "I never had that. My call was to Jesus Christ. My call was to know him, to find him, and to just do his will." And he said, "He led me to Africa. He led me in the different ministries there. And now I'm here," he said, "but my call is Jesus. It's a person." And it reminded me, when I was quite a young fellow, the Lord spoke to me one day and he said, "Your call is Jesus Christ." Now, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that right away. I thought, what is that? What does he mean by that? But now that I'm older, and this fellow just reminded me of it because I've met him and saw his joy and his victorious life. But that's the secret. And your call, every one of us here is called to know Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
And you can say, "My call is Jesus Christ." What higher call can you have than that? Yeah. Maybe you're waiting for some call to some country or some place. And if you look at the National Geographic, there's some pretty nice places. Don't get called to Brooklyn and stuff. But our call is Jesus himself. It's a person.
Yes.
And this old-time missionary expressed it so well. My call is Jesus himself, to know him, to find him, to have him. That's my call. And I think that's the highest calling, and every one of us can say that.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, do you believe this? He wants to be to you and to me everything. Hallelujah. Oh God, is this my call? Then let me go after you. Hmm. People go after training, and then they learn the language of the country they go to, and they learn the customs, and that's all wonderful, that's good. But to know Jesus is the greatest call anyone can have. And just to think that he's willing and desirous to come to every one of us and be our all in all, to know him, to have him. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you'll strengthen that call in every one of us.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We do want to know you better.
Yes,
Lord. And we want this to be our great passion, to know Jesus.
Yes.
To know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, that we might be made conformable unto his death. O Lord Jesus, and attain unto that resurrection that your word tells us of, O God, where we are united to you perfectly, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is that prize but to be entirely filled with himself, to be united to himself perfectly? O God, make this to be our great passion. We know we can know you better today. We know, Lord, that you've called us, and we will not be denied, but we will have that confidence that you will communicate yourself and lead us on. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, let the light shine.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, precious glory.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, He's mine. His friend so dear. He lives within. He's ever near. 10,000 charms around Him shine. And best of all, I know He's mine. He's mine because He's in my heart.
Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Now we're going to have to close this meeting at this time. There's many things that need to be caught up on. room has to be all rearranged and organized, so we'll dismiss at this time. I'd just like to mention that we would like to see the camp family down in the cottage chapel immediately after our dismissal. The entire camp family, if they'll just meet the cottage chapel immediately, we have some business to take care of. Thank you. The Lord bless you. We'll give you a glorious day in Him.
Looks like